لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون؟ صدق الله العظيم.
Firstly, you all should make lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has involved our daughters to be learning, to be teaching deen. And for deen, Allah ta'ala has sent the greatest people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. They are the people who came specifically for the sake of deen. And for that same work, Allah is accepting our children, our daughters. We should make lot of shukr to Allah. Very briefly, then should we finish? Very briefly, the virtue Nabi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained that the virtue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the lowest ranking Sahabi, such a great difference. Nabi is Allah's Nabi, and he's the Imamul Anbiya, and he's not only a Nabi, he's a Rasul also, and he's the Imam, the King of all the Anbiya. The Sahaba, they also a lot of stages, the highest stage, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and then all different stages. So what a great difference. In fact, one time, one Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, we love you so much, but in Jannah you will be so high, we will be so low, and we will miss you there. Here we are together, when we miss you, we come by you, we sit by you, we talk with you. In Jannah you will be the highest, and we are going to be low." Nabi, so that is the difference. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, the person who got ilm, knowledge of deen, and the person who haven't got, is the difference of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to the lowest sahaba. So the authors which are learning at a great position, Allah is given. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the virtue of an alim or alima who have got deen, knowledge of deen, compared to an abi, a person who is making lot of ibadah. The difference between the two is like the 14th full moon. How big it is, how beautiful and shining it is, compared to the stars. A star is a star, and the light of the stars is all the light of the moon. From that the stars get it. So the alim is teaching the people how to make ibadat, etc., how to observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and then they start shining. Some stars shine a lot, some shine less, but the biggest is the moon. So the alima has got that virtue, very great virtue. And then, as the parents, inshaAllah, we will also, Allah will put us with them. Al-haqna bihim dhurriyatuhum in the Quran Sharif. Allah says we will join the children and the mufassireen, commentators of Quran Sharif, have explained that all the family people, whoever in one family is the most pious, he's got knowledge, and knowledge is one of the greatest acts of piety. So where his position will be in Jannah, the other people are not, they didn't have that knowledge. They were not so pious. But in Jannah, Allah will join the one who is the highest. For example, the father is a great alim. He's doing a lot of work of deen. He's an abid also. But the children are not like that. Allah will join the children with them. And sometimes it happens, the parents are not so pious. They are not alims. They are not so pious. But the children, one child, Allah makes him very pious. Allah will join that person who is pious so high. The parents, Allah will take them and make them also there. Allah will give them. So what a great virtue you have got. In the Tafsir al-Kabir of Imam Razi, rahmatullah alayh, one instance is written that one father who was a very big sinner, committing great wrong and everything, and when he passed away, his wife was expecting. and he had passed away. The child was born after that. The child was born after that, and when the child became 4 or 5 years, whatever, the father had passed away, he was getting azab in the qabr, committing so much guna as son. So the mother sent the child to madrasa to go learn. When the ustad just told the child, beta, my child, read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, who is most merciful, who is most kind and compassionate. Allah said, if the child is saying, I'm merciful, I'm kind, and I'm punishing the father, I can't do it. Immediately, Allah lifted the punishment from the fathers. By the barakat, not yet alim or alima or anything, only Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So our daughters who are learning, what a position. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written one instance. One man passed away, also very big sinner, not one good deed, not one good action, only son, very bad life. So Allah Ta'ala, come nearer. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Come on here. One year. Come right here. Come on. MashaAllah. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, and everyone sit how you are comfortable, eh? Don't worry. Even if you have to stretch your leg, you stretch your leg. No problem. Because we're not usually sitting like that. Don't feel, oh, when? I don't know, get now my legs are bathing. You sit, you make yourself comfortable. Nothing short. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh wrote, this person who was a very, very great sinner, and he did no good. So Allah asked, look for one, some good, nothing. Then Allah Ta'ala said, okay, see, did he have a friend who was an alim? Or alim? He said, no, nobody like that. Did he ever sit in an alim's bayan? No. Did he ever see an alim? No. Did an alim ever see him? No. All his life is in different place, all he's doing, all that. Not like that in detail. Then Allah asked, have we got a friend? Whose friend is an alim? Said, yeah, that is God. He had one friend, and that friend's friend is an alim. And I said, on that go, I forgive him. Send him away to Jannah. So our daughters who are alimas, and who are becoming alimas, inshallah, yeah, we don't realize the value. Yeah, maybe we shout them also, what is this whole thing, you going madrasa, wearing burqa all the time, all that. But there we realize the value. Yeah, in dunya, if we have any difficulty, any hardship, it is nothing compared to the hardship of akhirah. If a person was having the worst life in dunya, poverty, health is bad, no family, like sometimes we see some poor people on the street, nobody to look after them, they are old, they beg for whatever they get in the dust, in the dirty bun. Refuse one, they take that, they eat that, they beg, what kind of life they have got. So the person can have the worst life, and he gets the lightest punishment of akhirah. He will think in dunya I was living in Jannah. So hard that punishment. So in that time we will realize the value of our daughters. They are becoming alimas, they are teaching. And another very great thing they are doing and you people are doing is the very big sacrifice. What is that sacrifice? Today the whole world is for dunya. They go to university, go to, especially if a student get good marks in school, get distinctions, A's or something like that, then everyone, oh, how can you send them there to MTB? Send them university, let them become doctor, let them become a lawyer, CA, something like that, on the whole world. In spite of that, you're making sabah. They are also making sabah. They know they can also go do all that, but they are making sabah. You are, my people are telling you, your daughter, why you don't send her to university? Where are you sending her there, MTB? Where are you wasting her time with what people talk? Where are you learning deen and then what she's going to get in there? If she become a lawyer, she become a CA, she become an engineer, what, then she will get something. So all this, wallah I say, you will be so thankful that you put your daughters here, and what the reward is in the akhirah. And dunya is like a bubble on the water. a bubble, when the light shines on it, one light, white light, whatever it is, but on the bubble you see beautiful colors, red, yellow, orange, it looks very beautiful. Just like a person got his life. I got a big mansion, big motor car, big business, I travel a lot, I eat the best food, everything, top society, all the different colors in the bubble. But how long does the bubble last? Just now the bubble is first finished, everything is over. So just like that is dunya's life. Anytime it just goes, finish, right? It gets finished. Akhirat is forever and ever and ever. Right? So we all say forever, but to me it doesn't register, what does it mean forever? Just one example I will give. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said that if ye from the ground, ye also we not on the ground, ye upstairs, but from the ground till the heaven, you fill the whole place with bird seeds. Bird seeds, so small the bird seeds, man. You fill this whole place. And one bird comes in a million years, and it takes one seed, and it goes away. After a million years again, it comes, it takes one seed, it goes. When will the seeds get finished? You can't imagine. But eventually, it will get finished. More longer than that is the life of Akhirah. Just to make us understand. So don't be fooled with the temporary things of this world. One great poet, Haja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzub Rahmatullah, great. He was, just that also can benefit us, he was political man. He was a governor in the time when the British were ruling India. And at such a time when millions of people didn't see a motor car, he was given a chauffeur-driven motor car by the British government. So you can imagine what position he had. But when he made contact with Allah Wala, his whole life. And he saw and he admit that that was nothing. All this, having all this dunya, big offers, servants working for you, all that big. At that time when nobody saw a motor car, he was given a chauffeur driven motor car. So anyway, his poem, this one, he says, Lutfe dunya ke hai ke din ke. For how long is the enjoyment of this dunya? And dunya's enjoyment is only outward, there is no real enjoyment. We fool ourselves that we think in sports we're having enjoyment, in food we're having enjoyment, in motor cars, big houses, mansions. There is no real enjoyment. To give you an example of that, if you are like standing on the railway station and the train passes, in the first class coach you see one man is sitting there and he's got wonderful food in front of him. Biryani, roast, chicken, everything is got. Aircon also is on. So outwardly, what you'll also think? Then he says, right, he's got wonderful food, he's in first class, he's got comfort there, soft seat, everything. The train moves and now third class coach comes. In the third class coach you see one man, no place to sit. The third class is full. And he's standing and around him are 7-8 parcels he has got. And in the third class if the window opens it doesn't close. If it's closed it doesn't open. If the fan is on it doesn't go off. If it's off it doesn't go on. The class is like that. And you see this man and full, he's sweating also. This man is suffering. Outwardly. But when you find out, you say, let me find out. When you find out that man in the first class is going for death sentence, he committed some crime, and his last wish they are giving him the best food every day. So outwardly he's enjoying, but inwardly he's suffering. Every station that comes, you know, I'm going closer to my death. So it's only we are deceived that what we see outwardly, inside what problem a person has. The man in a third class, outwardly it looks like he's suffering. But he worked a whole month in the city. He collected his money, he bought presents for his house, he bought groceries, clothes for the children, for the wife, and he's going to the village now. Every station that comes inside is getting more happier. Just now I'll be with my wife, I'll be with my children, I'll take out this present, I'll take out that, we all will be so happy. So outwardly it looks like he's suffering, but inwardly he's enjoying. Like that, how many rich people who got what beautiful houses, but whole night no sleep, insomnia. And the poor man, if he's on the footpath, he don't know if his head reached the pillow first or he fell asleep first. He is enjoying his sleep then. So we are mostly deceived with all these outward things of deen. So deen is our answer. Outwardly you might not seem that you are enjoying so much, but inside you will feel. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. That Allah says, Allah means open your ears and listen. Listen properly. Listen with your ears open. That only in the zikr of Allah, that means fulfilling Allah's commandments in deen, do hearts find contentment and satisfaction. Otherwise in dunya, all the time, hal min masjid, I want more, more, more. For example, today in the whole world, we see it openly in Karachi, Bombay, India, Pakistan, South Africa, yeah, Mombasa, the whole world. Everyone wants more university degrees, more in education. A doctor is finished qualified, but now he's specializing. Now he's doing more, now he's doing more. The woman also, the whole world is one bimari, one sickness that has gripped the world more. So that, for example, So a person is studying more, he's not getting married. And what girls say, if you don't have degrees, you don't get proposals. So they carry on studying. Now she's become 30, 35. Now suddenly, I'm too old, nobody wants to marry me. To get married, she was studying. And she wasn't getting married. Now when she's gone old, now nobody wants to marry, she's an old lady. Every man wants a young girl, no man wants an old woman. Everyone wants a young girl. So now she can't get married. So one doctor in the West who studied like this, he was 50 years old now, now he wants to get married. And in that life of university, how the guna they get? How many sins they commit? There's no parda, there's nothing. What and what they go through? He was finished. And he gets a doctor of 50 getting married to a girl of 40, a woman of 40. So now when they came in the bedroom, I'll open one bedroom scene, but it's censored above all. Everything is clear. So he told, please excuse me, but my arm is a plastic arm. In motor racing, I met up with an accident, I lost my arm, I got a plastic arm. Then he said, please excuse me, my leg is a wooden leg. In rugby, he was playing some sports, he lost his leg. So he took out his arm, took out his leg. So the wife said, please excuse me. Now she took off her wig. She was just now a blonde, a brunette. Now she's ganji, no hair on her head. Then she took out her false teeth. Just now she had so beautiful teeth. Now she's bokeh, no teeth in her mouth. Then she took out her eyelashes. Just now she had green eyes, blue eyes. Now that eyelashes. Two scraps lying in a scrap yard. They want to open Kitabun Nikah. What can they know what is Kitabun Nikah? They have to open Kitabun Janaiz, get ready for Janaza, to go Qabristan. That is their condition. So that is the Western way of life. Islamic way of life, boy becomes matured, he's responsible. Girl becomes matured, she's responsible. They get married, it is their youth. Halal, jais, way. They enjoy themselves and they get sawab for all that. So this is our way which Allah Ta'ala has given. So Allah has chosen us for this way. Don't be fooled by the dunya, by your family, by your friends, by community, society. You say, what are you putting them there in MTV? What are they learning deen? Put them in university. Let them learn this. Don't be fooled. You will see, he who laughs the last, laughs the best. Finally, you will see for yourself, you did the most wise decision. I was also at school, we were not like in deen. The place also we were staying, there were no Muslims around us. All non-Muslim whites, at such a place we were staying. And no masjid, no madrasa, so our life was different. Allah reward my eldest brother, he encouraged me, then I came in deen. So when I was in standard 9, then he, by his encouragement, I thought I would become an alim. Then my friends and in school, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, I was always in the top, I should get good marks, everything. So when I decided to become an alim, my friends told me, you are mad. in this times, this was about 40 years ago, 40, who becomes Ali? This is the time you become doctor, you become lawyer, you become engineer. Dunya said, which world you living in? My one sister-in-law, she was so modern, she also told me, Abdul Hamid, you are mad or something. Where you be going to become an Ali? You become a lawyer, become a doctor, become something else in dunya. But today, alhamdulillah, she, her whole life is changed completely. And all my friends, when we meet, they told me, that time they told me, you're making a big mistake in your life. Now they say, we made a big mistake. You made the right decision. So your daughters which are studying, they be 100% convinced Allah has you. And this is not really our decision. Or even the daughters that they want to, it's from Allah. It's a ni'mat from Allah. Make shukr to Allah. So that is one thing. The other thing, very, very important, is that the girls are studying here, then they come home. Now here the environment is different. At home the environment is different throughout the world. At home, no parda. Hardly any home got proper parda. Then at home, TV. Almost every home has got a TV. Here they learn TV is haram, there they are seeing TV, TV is there. Here they are in parda environment, when they go out from here, when they are at home, no parda environment. A wedding comes in the family. Now if she says, I don't want to go, it's wrong. Pressure, or the problem in the family. Mother, father, how you have to come? It's family, it's your auntie, it's your uncle's daughter, it's your auntie's daughter. How can't you come? You have to come. They also, young girls, they also become weak. Okay, we will go. Now there again, they mix in with everyone. How lot of extravagance in the wedding. How much we follow other people's things in the wedding. All wrong things are happening, now they're exposed to all that. So there also I appeal to everyone, please support them. That what they are learning, support them in that. They are still young girls, 15 years, 14 years, or the alima is 20 years, 21 years. Young people, we are grown-up people. And we the parents, we pressurize them, we force them, they have a problem. So be lenient with them. And encourage them on their daily practice. Don't make them take out their burqa. Don't make them force them to go to weddings where there's qawwali, there's music, videoing, all wrong things are happening. Don't pressurize them. And what I will suggest, just now we were talking in the car, that actually there should be a hostel. It's a lot of responsibility. You have to have a matron, everything. But till you don't have a hostel where they have for a long period a proper Islamic way of life, difficult for them to become strong. Like for example, if you want to make ice, you can't just put it in a fridge or freezer and take it out. Ice is made. Every 5 minutes you put it in, you take it out. You'll never get ice. Leave it for a long period. And once ice is made, now it will be icy strong and solid. Just like butter. As long as it's milk, and you put it with the water, it will mix. And it will make the water white. But if it's a lot of water, more water, all that white color will go. But that same milk, you make it butter. Now you put it in the water, it will remain butter. So the same way, I would like that there must be where they become strong first. Now if they go in the wrong environment, they will overpower that environment. But if till when they are not made, and they go in that environment will overtake them. So that is also very, very important. We should try and see to that. And also remember, one woman will take the whole community and nation to Jannah. Mother, and also behind every successful man there is a woman. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the great support of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu. She supported him fully and he became he was Allah's Nabi. Allah would make it. But as far as sabab means are concerned, Allah put Hazrat Aisha radiallahu, all the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, Allah put them behind him. And also, it's already almost time, very shortly, this on one occasion when Islam spread in the world and a lot of money was coming now into Medina. No more poverty, no more, no university, nothing. But by the barakat of Islam, Allah put the riches of Rome, the riches of Persia, Allah brought it to Medina. So much that they couldn't distribute it. People were not coming for. At that time, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested that our allowance must be made a little bit more, so we can live a little bit more comfortable. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got upset. He went away in the masjid. He wasn't going to his wives. See, the rumor spread that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced his wife also, which was not the case. Rumor spread. But all this, that they must live a simple life. And when I put a proposal from Allah's side, either you choose me or you choose dunya. All chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our daughters also, they have chosen deen. Encourage them in deen. Little bit makes summer, whatever the people are saying or what we thinking, don't worry. Deen is the true solution. I was saying about myself, my friends told me, today, if I get a chance to relive my life 10 times, 100 times, I will choose this path. I was in university, I was lecturing, Allah make me maaf. All that life I saw also. I saw our deeni life also. And I can tell you, 100%, this is the right way of life. So inshallah, encourage them, make shukr to Allah. And those that have gone a bit more, encourage them to go study in South Africa. Let them become more stronger. See, these girls, about 16 of them who studied there, mashallah, today they feel so good. And the community will realize, if they don't realize it now, tomorrow. If they don't realize it in this world, in the akhirah. The community will realize you. So one mother, who is a right mother, not only her family, she take the community to Jannah. And one woman who is wrong, this university, isn't the time now to go into details, others practical things, not just imaginary. What is happening to our girls and what the university life is. She will take her father to Jahannam. She will take her brother to Jahannam. She will take her sons to Jahannam. She will take her uncles to Jahannam. One woman who is wrong. And one woman is right, she will take the community to Jahannam. Make shukr to Allah for this great, great ni'mat which Allah has blessed us with. Allah give us all tawfiq.